A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of A Gay and a Non-Gay. Thanks so much for pressing play, babes. I'm James Barr. I'm gay. He's Dan Hudson and he's non-gay.
James has just discovered what overnight oats are, which is kind of funny.
It's not though, is it? Because I just look like so thick.
Yeah.
Off air a minute ago, Dan said... You were concerned that I'd look stupid and I'm not stupid and that you didn't want me to look stupid by not knowing a word.
You are thick, but you are also you also put on being thick.
I don't think I do.
You think it's like gay to be thick or something. I have no idea.
Wow. Like...
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
That is a lot to unpack.
But you do, don't you?
I don't think I'm thick. I think I'm a ditzy.
Right.
Or dizzy.
What's the difference?
It's gay to be dizzy, I guess.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't really know.
Cool. Well.
Which makes me sound thick. What do you mean it's gay to be thick?
No, I didn't say that. I said,
no,
I think.
You think that's what I think. So you did say that.
Yeah. So you
don't gaslight me, Dan. That's what you just said.
I said, I think that you think it's
yeah,
like
but
gay
I
to be.
I don't think that. So
okay,
you
well,
think
I,
that.
No, I didn't.
And you can't gaslight me.
I didn't think that.
You can't gaslight me in my safe space.
I don't think gay people are thick.
Well, you just said you think I'm doing that.
No, I think you think that gay people are thick. So you don't mind if people think
no,
you're thick
again,
because you think it's gay.
Look, that's ridiculous.
You said what you think.
Everyone heard what you said. It's fine.
Yeah, I know they did.
Yeah.
So,
you can't just say, I don't think that. I think you think that.
Yeah,
that,
I can.
That is literally gaslighting.
No, it's not.
It is, Dan.
It's not.
It is. You think I think that is so confusing. And is literally, you could just remove the first you think bit and just say that that's what you think.
But I don't think that.
Well, you obviously do.
No,
otherwise, you wouldn't have thought it.
I don't. No, I don't think that.
Right. Oh,
I genuinely don't think
okay,
that.
I don't need to keep going over and over it, but yeah. Let's just get to the crux of the matter. Okay, let me frame it the way you're framing it, which is so confusing. Why do you think that I think it's a gay thing to be thick?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Well, you must have thought about it somewhere, otherwise you wouldn't think that I think that.
I guess there's like a stereotype of a gay person that exists. I guess you said the word ditzy or whatever, and you don't mind if people think that you're like that because you think it makes you more gay or something. I don't know. Like, you
right,
tell
that's
me.
What you think.
No, it's not what I think.
That's
I
what
think
you think. I think
you think. Yeah.
What a load of bullshit. Sorry. That's such crap. What? Oh,
so
my God.
Anyway.
What? I don't even... What stereotype? Sorry, who's the stereotype you're referring to?
I don't know.
Which stereotype do I think that about, apparently?
You just said that gays are ditzy.
No, I didn't say... No, I said maybe that's what I'm coming across as, but I don't think gays are ditzy. I want to know what you think is the stereotype. Was Oscar Wilde thick?
Again, I'm not saying...
No, I just... No, you think I think that, but was Oscar Wilde thick?
No.
What's the name of the guy that cracked the Enigma code called?
He's called Alan Turing.
Alan Turing, was he thick?
No, are you thick for not knowing who he is?
I don't know, you tell me.
Yeah.
Is Elton John thick?
He's a little bit thick.
Why?
Because have you seen him do these, like... He calls Ed Sheeran Ed Sheeran.
For the very first time I heard Ed Sheeran...
Well, I think Elton John's suffering from a condition where he's lost his vowels. He's unable to speak his vowels anymore. Have you heard him singing I'm Still Standing?
Yeah, I'm
still...
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I'm still standing!
Anyway. I do a very good impression of Elton John without his vowels, by the
Go
way.
On, then.
I'm Elton John.
that's great. I mean, you know when you do an impression of someone, you're not supposed to say who you're doing because people are supposed to get it.
Yeah, but I have to be able to do it.
Right.
Are you going to call me thick? Or am I just pretending to be thick because apparently that's gay?
I've no idea.
What you said is more, is specifically, you specifically said that you think, I think that it being thick is gay. And so I play more thick to be more gay.
Well, do you not?
No.
Okay, cool. Well,
I just am the way I am.
Okay, great.
I am who I am.
And on that note, James has just discovered what overnight oats are.
Can you believe this shit?
James has just discovered what overnight oats are.
I can't believe you.
Can we just get onto the oats now?
Fine, we'll talk about the oats.
So what did you think they were?
I don't know.
Before?
I've never eaten porridge before, basically.
Right.
So it's not that I didn't know. So you've got this twisted. I don't know where you've got this from. Probably Twitter or something.
In your own words, I've just discovered what overnight oats
are. Okay, so that's actually backwards.
Sorry, I've just discovered what oats overnight are.
No, I knew what overnight oats were. because I've had overnight oats.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize was that they were porridge.
What did you think porridge was?
I just never had, I'd never eaten porridge.
Because what? How's man on the radio doing a breakfast show and never had porridge?
Sorry, do you have to have eaten every breakfast food type to be able to host a breakfast radio show? But anyway, I tried porridge for the first time and I was like, whoa, this is actually quite nice.
Right.
It's quite sweet. Gave me loads of energy.
Yeah.
And that's when I then was told, because I said I'd never tried porridge before, and Fleur was like, yeah, you have. You've had overnight oats. And I honestly did not realize that they were the same thing. And overnight oats are just a cold version.
In fairness, I didn't realize that overnight oats were cold. Like, I've only just found that out fairly recently. And that makes me... That doesn't sound appealing at all.
No, they're so good. But you mix them with other stuff like fruit and things.
Yeah, but I do that you do that anyway with porridge.
Right. Well,
I do.
Yeah, I guess it just sets a bit more. So it's a bit more like a yogurt.
So what, when you're on the radio in like the winter, what do you eat?
I don't know what I've been eating, but I haven't been eating porridge. Well, but I'm going to start.
Yeah, I mean, you should.
I guess I've been eating eggs or I've actually been drinking shakes.
Right.
If I'm trying to be healthy, I drink like a shake.
Okay.
But now I've discovered porridge.
Okay, well.
So there we go.
Cool.
Not interesting.
Very interesting.
But I didn't pretend not to know what porridge is just to be more gay, if that's what you're trying to say.
Not exactly, no.
Because that is literally what you said you thought I was doing.
All right, the next thing. James has just discovered that prêt in French is eat, except it isn't.
No, I thought it was eat, but it's ready.
Yeah, it's ready to eat, yeah.
Prêt à manger means ready to eat.
Yeah.
So I assumed prêt was the eat bit.
Right.
I don't know why. I guess there, I was just being thick. Why are you trying to make out that I'm some thickhead?
James, James tweeted that he just found out that prêt means to eat, and he was so excited to reveal this to his followers, who immediately told him that it doesn't mean that. Now, I just think that's funny, as clearly you do as well.
Well,
if you think that makes you thick, you be the judge of that.
Right, thank you. I guess I'm just tweeting whatever. I don't have a boyfriend anymore, so I have to just spout shit to everyone else.
Okay, cool.
Sorry about that. But well, who am I meant to tell? Like, who cares anyway?
I don't know.
When was that tweet sent?
I don't know.
When was that posted?
I don't know.
I'm sure it was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, maybe. But
and you've written that down in your notes and gone, right, I'm going to bring that up with him at some point.
Yeah.
Just to like get him.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Well, no, I've waited till the overnight oats thing has popped up, and then I've got a 1-2.
Right.
So there you go.
Gay people are being attacked in the streets.
Well, no, but
Dan is creating a dossier of evidence as to why he can come for me because I'm thick.
I feel like the people that told you that prayer doesn't mean eat were gay.
So not all gay people are thick.
No, I never said they were.
No, you did say that. I thought that. I have a question for you. I think that you think that all straight people are boring.
I don't think of people in those terms. So I can't.
Yeah, but I think you do think that. I think you think all straight people are boring in that term.
No, I don't.
I think you do.
No, I don't.
No, I think you do.
I think a certain kind of person is boring, yeah. And unfortunately, I count a lot of them.
To be straight.
No, I encounter a lot
of them. Oh, right, sorry. So you do think...
But I don't think that makes... I don't think it's...
So you do think that straight people are boring?
No, not really. I think there's
I think you do think that.
There's plenty of gay people that are boring.
I don't think that, personally. I don't think straight people are boring.
It's interesting. It's an interesting surmise, but I don't think... I don't think I do.
Mm.
I don't think of people as being straight.
Well, I definitely don't. I love straight people. But okay, I think you think that. It's quite fun being able to just throw accusations like that around without any blame. I'm going to try it again. Hang on. I think that you think metal music's actually really shit and like completely overrated.
Yeah, no, I don't think
no,
that.
I think you think that. Yeah, right. I don't think that. I'm so inclusive of all types of music. But I think that metal music's actually just like getting a bit out of hand. It's a bit overrated.
No.
Metallica just had to cancel their show because they got COVID. It's like, come on, guys.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. They just had to cancel the show. Sorry, am I more up to date than you?
When was that?
Like today?
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It literally is true.
It literally is not true.
It is. Because one of the comments was like, oh, Metallica. I remember when Metallica were real men.
What are you talking about? Really?
Yeah. 2 days ago. Metallica postponed.
Right, okay, I didn't know that. Are we done with this? Are we done?
I don't know. I think you think that we're done.
Right. Well, I think we are done, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Do you not think we're done?
I'm so over it.
Okay, great.
I'm over it.
James isn't thick.
Thank you.
I did do... you know what? I did a James earlier on my way here.
James isn't thick. I did a James.
I got on the tube the wrong way.
You had a go at me about that for years.
No, I didn't have a go at you.
You used to bring it up in meetings.
No, because James at the time was calling me thick. And he literally went on the tube.
It's not thick to go the wrong way.
It is. He went on the tube the wrong way for like an hour.
It wasn't an hour. It's not thick to go the wrong way.
And at the time, James was calling me thick, so I just had to keep putting that one out of my back pocket.
It's not thick to go the wrong way. It's just like...
Yes, it is.
You're just not paying attention. Anyway, I think we are prepped to go.
Good one.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm je suis.
I think we are prepped to leave.
Yeah, je voudrais un petit déjeuner. We can make some overnight oats, maybe.
Maybe, but we don't have a whole night to do that. You won't be able to eat until tomorrow.
Yes, I understand the concept. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.